Most of the Midwest will likely see good planting potential as we go forward through this weekend and into early next week. But today's forecast is a little wetter for the balance of next week, and that could result in a slower progression of corn planting across a part of the region. The majority of the precipitation that I'm speaking about for next week will occur Tuesday into Friday. During that time period, the lower portions of the Midwest will have a near daily occurrence of scattered showers. Most of the precipitation on a daily basis is expected to be light, but there will be just enough of it to cause some slowdown in planting progress. The moisture will help to maintain a very good outlook for crops that are planted here between now and when the start of that rain event begins, and there will be quite a bit of aggressive planting taking place over these next 3 days, so there will be some moisture there, obviously, for crops to germinate, emerge, and establish with, so that's the best news that we could ask for at this point. But there will be some areas that are going to need to see some drier and warmer weather in order to continue with planting. We'll continue to monitor that over this next couple of days. The meantime, we are going to look at the delta in the southeastern U.S. also as a source for some shower and thunderstorm activity, and field work will be somewhat slow there as well, but not until we get to the middle part of next week. There is a new storm system that is expected to reach into hard red winter wheat country at some point the 24th through the 26th. That storm system, plus the precipitation that will occur this weekend and next week across the region, will see to it that that area from Nebraska down to Texas stays very wet. The odds are high that a big soaking of rain will occur over the next 3 days, with thunderstorms likely tonight across the region from Texas Panhandle to western Nebraska, parts of South Dakota. Those storms will fester and become more intensive on Saturday, Sunday, and early Monday, impacting all the rest of hard red winter wheat country. Then for the rest of next week, there'll be some instability showers that will occur across that region, and it will continue at least through Thursday, if not into Friday as well. 1 day of dry weather will occur in that second weekend of the two-week outlook, and then we'll see the 24th through the 26th progressively getting wetter once again. In weather overseas today, we're still watching the weather down in Brazil because of the drying trend that's occurring in second season corn country. This may eventually become more newsworthy as we get into the latter part of April and into early May, when some of this late planted crop is going to be reproducing, but there may not be enough moisture there to support the best yields, and that's a big concern, at least from the Brazilian producer's perspective. And it looks as though Argentina will see quite a bit of shower and thunderstorm activity over the next 2 or 3 days. It'll favor central, eastern, east central, and northeastern parts of the country. And then we'll look for some drier weather to occur next week across many areas so that there will be a return of improving harvest weather. And it looks as though there will also be a good amount of warm weather in the U.S. Midwest coming back here at home. I think we'll be seeing the majority of the temperatures trending warmer across the region relative to where they were earlier this week. The afternoon temperatures will get into the 60s and 70s on a daily basis. That'll occur this weekend into the middle part of next week. None of the temperatures will get much warmer than that, but we could see a couple of readings getting into the upper 70s in some of the southwestern Corn Belt locations. Our low temperatures at night through a big part of the next 4 or 5 nights will likely run in the 40s and 50s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.